Isaiah chapter 28. Woe to the crown of pride! Woe to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose beautiful finery is a fading flower, who are on the head of the fat valleys of those who are overcome with wine. Behold, Yahweh has a mighty, strong one, like a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, like a flood of mighty waters overflowing, will throw down to the earth with the hand. The crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, will be trodden underfoot, and the beautiful finery, which is on the head of the fat valley, will be a fading flower, like the hasty fruit before the summer, which, when he who looks upon it sees, while it is still in his hand, he eats it up. In that day will Yahweh of hosts be for a crown of honor, and for a diadem of beauty to the remainder of his people, and for a spirit of judgment to he who sits in judgment, and for strength to he who that turn in the battle towards the gate. But they also have erred through wine, and through strong drink are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink, and they are swallowed up by wine, and they are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision, they stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness. There is no clean place. Whom will he teach knowledge? Whom will he make to understand doctrine? Those who are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another language will he speak to this people, to whom he said, "This is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing." Yet they would not hear. But the word of Yahweh was to them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, so that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. So hear the word of Yahweh, you scornful men who rule this people that are in Yerushalayim, because you have said, "We've made a covenant with death, and with the grave are we at agreement. When the overflowing scourge will pass through, it will not come to us, for we've made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hidden ourselves. Therefore, thus says the Sovereign, Yahweh, understand, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, and he who believes on that stone will not make haste. Judgment also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet. And the hail will sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters will overflow the hiding place, and your covenant with death will be annulled, and your agreement with the grave will not stand. When the overflowing scourge will pass through, then you will be trodden down by it. From the time that it goes forth, it will take you. For morning by morning will it pass over, by day and by night, and it will be a vexation only to understand the report. For the bed is shorter than that which a man can stretch himself on it, and the covering is narrower than that he can wrap himself in it. For Yahweh will rise up as in Mount Perizim. He will be angry as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his strange work, and bring to pass his act, his strange act. Now therefore, do not be mockers, lest your bands be made strong, for I have heard from the Sovereign, Yahweh of hosts, a consumption, even determined upon the whole earth. Give ye ear and hear my voice, listen and hear my speech. Does the plowman plow all day to sow? Does he open and break the clods of his ground? When he's made plain the face of it, does he not throw out the fitches and scatter the cumin and cast in the principal wheat and the appointed barley and the rye in their place? For his Elohim does instruct him to discretion and does teach him. For the fitches are not threshed with a threshing instrument, neither is a cartwheel turned around upon the cumin. But the fitches are beaten out with a staff, and the cumin is beaten with a rod. Bread is bruised because he will not ever be threshing it, nor break it with the wheel of his cart, nor bruise it with his horsemen. This also comes forth from Yahweh of hosts, which is wonderful in counsel and excellent in working. End of chapter.